Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly with Sarah and Mike, your guide to the aviation industry. Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly. I'm Sarah, and this is our deep dive earnings analysis for Archer Aviation's first quarter 2026 10Q filing, released May 11th. With me is Mike, our industry analyst. Mike, we're looking at a pre-revenue eVTOL company that's burning through cash while racing toward certification. What's your one-sentence thesis on this filing?
If we reduce this filing to one sentence, it's this. Archer is executing a high-stakes cash burn strategy with $951 million in liquidity, betting everything on FAA certification timing while scaling operations at breakneck speed. Based on this filing, Archer Aviation is operating in early recovery phase. They're transitioning from pure development to early commercialization activities, but they're not generating meaningful revenue yet.
That's a critical distinction. Let's dive into the material changes versus the prior filing. What jumped out at you in the numbers?
The operating loss widened dramatically to $254.6 million this quarter. But here's what's telling. Revenue did tick up to $1.6 million, which, for a pre-revenue eVTOL company, is actually noteworthy. According to the MD&A, management stated that revenue increased by $1.6 million for the 3 months ended March 31st, 2026, compared to the 3 months ended March 31st, 2025, as we primarily generated $1.0 million revenue from the lease of hangar space at Hawthorne Airport.
So they're generating revenue from real estate, not aircraft operations?
Exactly. This is hangar leasing income from their Hawthorne Airport acquisition near LAX. But the real story is in the expense explosion. Research and development expenses increased by $68.0 million, or 65.6% year over year. Management was explicit about the drivers: $22.7 million in personnel costs from workforce expansion, $21.0 million in stock-based compensation, and $17.2 million in engineering services and materials.
That's a massive ramp in spending. What's the causality chain here?
If this R&D burn rate persists at $171 million quarterly, and they don't hit certification milestones on schedule, their 10-quarter cash runway shrinks rapidly. That forces either another dilutive equity raise or delays in the certification timeline, which fundamentally changes the investment case from a 2026-2027 revenue story to something pushed further out.
Let's examine management's commentary signals. What tone are you picking up from the MD&A section?
Management is projecting confidence, but acknowledging execution risk. They specifically stated, "We expect to incur additional losses and higher operating expenses for the foreseeable future." That's refreshingly direct. But they're also highlighting progress markers. They mentioned being selected as a partner in multiple winning applications under the White House-backed electric vertical takeoff and landing eVTL integration pilot program.
That sounds like a significant validation point.
It is. Management emphasized they have the opportunity to begin early operations this year in several key states, such as Florida, Texas, and New York. The key phrase here is early operations. This isn't full commercial service, but it's revenue-generating activity parallel to their FAA certification process. They also noted growing global demand across Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Asia Pacific for this new category of transportation.
But that's still pre-revenue demand, correct?
Right. Management was clear. To date, we have not generated significant revenue from these planned areas. The Hawthorne Airport acquisition seems strategic, though. They stated it will serve as the operational hub for our Los Angeles network and an innovation hub for developing and commercializing next-generation AI-powered aviation technologies.
Moving to financial red flags or confirmations, what's your assessment of their balance sheet health?
This is where Archer actually looks relatively strong compared to typical pre-revenue aerospace companies. They're sitting on $951.1 million in cash and equivalents, with total debt of only $80.2 million. That debt consists of a $65 million Synovus bank facility for their Georgia manufacturing plant and $16.1 million from the Hawthorne Airport acquisition.
How does that cash position translate to runway?
Management stated they have cash, cash equivalents, and short-term investments of $1,775.9 million. That's including short-term investments beyond the cash figure. With their current quarterly burn rate, that's roughly 10 to 12 quarters of runway, which is substantial for an eVTOL company. But here's the causality chain. If certification delays push revenue out 12 to 18 months, and they maintain this R&D spending trajectory, they'll need another capital raise by late 2027 or early 2028.
Any going concern language in the filing?
No going concern warnings. Management explicitly stated, "We believe that our existing cash, cash equivalents, and short-term investments will be sufficient to fund our operations for at least the next 12 months, including meeting our working capital and capital expenditure requirements." That's standard language, but the liquidity position backs it up.
Let's examine risk disclosures. Any new risks or escalated language this quarter?
The filing notes, no new or significantly escalated risk factors identified versus prior filing. But the inherent risks remain substantial. Management acknowledged, "We cannot determine with certainty the timing, duration, or the costs necessary to complete the design, development, certification, and manufacturing bring up due to the inherently unpredictable nature of our research and development activities."
That's pretty standard for aerospace development programs.
True, but it's worth noting they added, "Development timelines, the probability of success, and development costs may differ materially from expectations." For eVTOL companies, FAA certification is the single biggest binary risk. Unlike traditional aircraft manufacturers with diversified revenue streams, Archer's entire business model hinges on getting the Midnight aircraft certified and into commercial service.
The regulatory pathway seems particularly complex for this new aircraft category.
Exactly. They're working with U.S. and international regulators towards our goal of commercialization. The UAE pathway through the GCAA appears more advanced. They mention being on track to deliver additional Midnight aircraft this year in preparation for initial passenger operations. But the U.S. FAA process remains the critical path for their largest market opportunity.
Now, let's dive into liquidity and balance sheet stress. You mentioned strong cash position, but what about the debt structure?
The debt structure is actually quite manageable. The $65 million Synovus facility has interest-only payments for 36 months or through October 2026, followed by monthly principal and interest payments until maturity on October 5th, 2033. That's a 10-year term with minimal near-term principal payments. The Hawthorne loan is $16.1 million at 6.3% fixed rate, maturing April 2030 with an extension option.
What about their recent capital raising activity?
They've been aggressive. The filing shows three registered direct offerings in 2025, $301.8 million in February, $850.0 million in June, and $650.0 million in November. That's $1.8 billion raised in 2025 alone. They're also using equity to pay vendors. They issued $42.1 million in stock to vendors in Q1 2026 versus $13.6 million in Q1 2025.
That vendor payment strategy is interesting.
It preserves cash while potentially aligning supplier incentives with their equity performance. But it's also dilutive to existing shareholders. The causality chain here. If they continue paying vendors in stock at current burn rates, existing shareholders face continued dilution, even without formal equity raises.
Let's look at segment-level performance. How are their different business lines developing?
They're operating two primary segments, commercial and defense. On the commercial side, management stated this is planned to primarily consist of the sale of our commercial aircraft and related technologies and services, as well as providing direct-to-consumer air taxi services in select major cities.
And defense?
Defense is planned to primarily consist of the sale of next-generation aircraft and related technologies through our Anduril partnership for defense applications. they're developing a hybrid electric autonomous vertical takeoff and landing aircraft platform intended for dual use by both civil and defense customers. The defense platform is expected to be used primarily for cargo and rescue operations.
Both segments are still pre-revenue, though.
Correct. Management was explicit. To date, we have not generated significant revenue from these planned areas. The only meaningful revenue is the $1.0 million from Hawthorne Airport hangar leasing. From a diversification standpoint, having both commercial and defense applications reduces single market risk, but both depend on successful aircraft certification and production ramp.
What should traders and investors be monitoring going forward? What are the key catalysts?
First, FAA certification milestones for the Midnight aircraft. Management didn't provide specific dates, but they mentioned working closely with US and international regulators. Second, the eVTOL integration pilot program results in Florida, Texas, and New York. These early operations could provide the first meaningful commercial revenue data points.
What about international markets?
The UAE pathway looks most advanced. They completed hot weather flight testing last year and are on track to deliver additional Midnight aircraft this year in preparation for initial passenger operations. That could be the first commercial revenue outside of hangar leasing. Fourth, watch their quarterly cash burn rate. If R&D expenses continue growing at 65% year over year, their runway shortens significantly.
Now for our counter thesis, what would prove your early recovery thesis wrong?
If FAA certification gets delayed beyond 2027, or if the eVTOL integration pilot program operations don't generate meaningful revenue by Q4 2026, our early recovery thesis breaks down. Specifically, if their quarterly burn rate exceeds $300 million while revenue remains below $10 million quarterly, they're still in pure development phase, not early recovery.
Any other data points that would contradict the thesis?
If they need another major equity raise before Q4 2027, that suggests the certification timeline is longer than management projects. Also, if the UAE operations don't materialize with actual passenger revenue in 2026, their international commercialization strategy faces serious questions.
How does this tie back to your opening thesis?
The evidence supports the high-stakes execution thesis. They have substantial liquidity at $1.8 billion, they're scaling R&D spending aggressively, and they have multiple regulatory pathways advancing. But it's binary. Either they hit certification milestones and start generating aircraft revenue by 2027, or they face another dilutive capital raise and timeline delays.
From a valuation framing perspective?
At current cash burn rates and pre-revenue status, this equity trades like a venture stage aerospace bet, not an operating airline or aircraft manufacturer. The $951 million cash position provides downside protection, but the upside depends entirely on execution against FAA certification timelines that remain inherently unpredictable.
That wraps our analysis of Archer Aviation's Q1 2026 filing. Remember, this analysis is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. I'm Sarah with Mike. Thanks for listening to Aviation Intelligence Weekly.
Thanks, Sarah. We'll be back next week with more earnings analysis from the aviation sector.